from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is an event happening tonight, which I used to like. I thought it was cool. I thought it was fun. And now I don't know a damn thing about it.
The Steelers?
And I don't think it's me. I think it's the sport. The NBA draft is tonight.
It is?
I looked at the top 25 prospects. I think, Mac, what did I count? Six?
Yeah, I think six.
Six that
you said I had heard of.
That I'd heard of. And if you pin me down, like, where did they play? Like, yeah. But this
if
event.
If you pin me down and asked who they were, I don't know.
Well, we're going to, I think. Right. Because it's probably, I mean, this used to be a big event. And now I'm like, used to watch and find out who got traded later, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, the next day or that night.
You knew the college guy that was there. Like, oh, my goodness, he's a Clipper. Oh, wait, he got traded to the Kings in the middle of the night? Wow.
We used to watch for the suits. Then we watched for the trades. Now we're watching to learn names.
And now it's, I don't know anybody at all. Like, I'm not going to watch that tonight. There's no point. I don't know any of these cats.
It's weird. I'm an NBA nerd, too, and I really don't know a lot of these guys either. Like, I'm going to watch. I'll be an expert by tomorrow, like everyone else.
Of course,
but
yeah, right. You'll know about all these guys
exactly.
And how good they're going to be, but I hate to sound old. Man, you watch college, and then you knew everybody was going to get drafted.
Yep.
Now you you don't watch college anymore, I guess. And a lot of these guys aren't from college. They're all from overseas.
I know.
Can we give them $2 million to come over here and play so we can learn who some of these guys are before, you know, somebody from the Greece League is taken?
And there was another one, too. It's like, oh, he played a year in the G League.
Yeah, and now so he's much
draft
G League
eligible. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Remember when we thought the G League was going to hurt college basketball,
right?
And then college basketball started shelling out millions to people?
Because you were going
to
send people there and be able to pay them.
Yeah,
and like,
60
oh,
grand.
This is a better route. Go and do that. And we did say, though, that would sacrifice a little bit of your marketability.
Yeah.
And I think it has.
It has.
Because I know there's some people that are on the draft list that play the G League I'd never heard of that you might have. If you look back, you're like, oh, I remember the day they did this. And, oh, he spurned UCLA to play in the G League.
But you have to jog your memory.
None of these guys are household names at all.
Right.
At all. So I guess we play a little NBA draft prospect or Euro championship players that we're going to go with.
That is it, Josh.
Matt's going to quiz us some names because I don't know any of these people.
Little John Tesh.
Draft prospect or Euro player. All right, guys, here we go. So, and if you know, if this is one of the six guys you knew, Josh, or if you saw something on the TV, sit out for a round, okay?
All right.
Here we go. And if I, you know what? I'm pronouncing these names the way I'm pronouncing them. Could be wrong. We're just going to go with it, okay?
Okay, great. That's fine.
Perfect. Matas Buzelis, NBA player, Euro player, or Tomas Dimzma? Which one? We've got Matas Buzelis or Tomas Dimzma? Which one's the guy getting drafted tonight?
I'm going to go with Tomas.
Matthias sounds soccer.
Yeah.
I would say Matthias is probably the Euro.
Yeah.
Tomas
Lindstrom, hockey player.
Tomas, NBA guy.
Tomas is a Lithuanian player. He's like 33. Matas Buzelis is also a Lithuanian American player. He's going to get drafted tonight.
So
he plays in the G League. You guys were wrong.
Matthias is Lithuanian and he's eligible for the draft. Okay.
Right. Yep. He will get drafted in the first round tonight.
All right.
How about this one? Nikola Jurisic or Nikola Zapina? Two Nikolas.
I'm going to go with Jokic.
Yeah, but there's a lot of, I've watched a lot of the
Rapino is a soccer player, so Rapino is the soccer player, and I'm going to go with the other one as a basketball player.
I've been watching a lot of the Euros, you know.
Right.
There was a Stojanovic playing yesterday.
I was super
excited about that.
It is. It's Pete's kid.
But there's a lot of itches in a lot of these teams. So give us those names again.
Nikola Jurisic and Nikola Zapina.
Jurisic is the basketball player.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That is it?
Yeah.
I
told you Rapino was a soccer player.
And
Zapina, I think he said.
Yeah, whatever.
On the Nikola topic, we will have another Nikola draft in the first round tonight. I didn't put him in the game, so I'll just tell you now. So we have Nikola Jokic.
Okay.
We have Nikola Jovic, who got drafted last year. And tonight we will now have Nikola Topic.
Wow.
Sampras.
That's a lot of Johnsons.
Right.
All right. Yves Missy or Dejan Davidovic?
Danny DeVito?
Dejan Davidovic sounds like a
I can hear Kevin Harlan saying Dejan Davidovic. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Dejan Davidovic is the drafted guy.
Davidovac. Now that you said that, I want to hear Kevin Harlan say it. It's too bad. We won't get to. He's a 29-year-old Serbian soccer player. Mm. Yves Missy is the NBA player, Cameroonian. He is a 7-footer. He played most recently at Baylor.
That's a terrible name for a basketball player, Missy.
Oh, and he was even playing in college. We didn't know him.
Yeah, we didn't know him. Yeah. I know.
Missy's a shot.
And in the Big 12.
Well, I mean.
What was his name again?
Missy?
It's Yves.
Oh, Yves?
Yves, maybe. Okay, Yves Missy.
Yves Missy. So from France. Yves Saint Laurent.
I mean, you should have known Missy, too, as a basketball player.
Yeah, Missy.
Yeah.
Missy!
Yeah.
Alex Czar or Giordano Bartolini?
I like the way you said Giordano Bartolini, but I think that's an Italian Euro player. I'm going to go with the first guy you mentioned.
Yeah, I actually know this one. I'm scary.
Yeah, you know this one. This is Alex Czar is the NBA player. You got it right.
Yeah, he's a really top prospect, right?
He's going to be the number one or number two pick.
Okay.
Yep.
Or number one or number two. And I'm like questioning. I think I've heard of this guy, right?
Who's picking number one?
Oh, that's I was going to ask you guys that too. Do you know who has the number one pick tonight?
I think the Atlanta Hawks do.
Josh?
Bobcats? I don't know. Hornets? Whoever they are.
Bobcats aren't a team, but yeah. Hawks, correct.
Charlotte I was
Hawks.
Right, yeah. Because it was Hawks. Fixed for Atlanta this year. Like, it was fixed for San Antonio last year.
Wizards in Houston after them. And then, Alex Czar, he's a 7-footer. A lot of people think he could be a bust. We'll see. I think he most recently played for the Perth Wildcats.
I like them. They're good.
I really like Perth.
I watch them, yeah. They're on, like, ESPN Plus.
They're a minor league affiliate for the K-State Wildcats.
Early in the morning. You can catch them.
Okay,
basketball.
Last one. Zachary Rosacher or Danilo Andusic?
Zachary is going to be the basketball player.
Really? Because I like Danilo.
All right. Go with Danilo. Robert De Niro?
Sure. Danilo.
Robert De Niro is the basketball player.
Hoo-ah!
Zachary's going to be projected to be the first overall pick tonight. It's him or Czar. Don't even know.
Zachary who?
Taylor.
Rosacher. Some French team.
Butt scratcher!
I don't know, he's a French guy.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Butt scratcher!
What else is on tonight?
Yeah, what would you watch instead of this?
Oh,
touchdown!
Royals play this afternoon.
You can watch the replay.
Yeah, watch the replay. I'm sure there's a baseball game on tonight. Cape Cod League will be streaming some games.
Oh, also today in the 2014 NBA draft, Andrew Wiggins was taken first overall.
Wiggs
is good.
JoJo and Wiggs.
JoJo Wiggs. I mean, they got the thing on lockdown. Wiggs was at the club. Brandon had to go in there and get him.
Brandon said it was cracking.
Brandon said the club was cracking that night, man. I miss those days. greatest coach to cover of all time. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yes, fantastic. Yeah.
Nobody better. As much as I love Dick, nobody's better than Bill.
He's fantastic.
Until some dope decided to report everything that he was saying in the private lunch. Wasn't that the guy whose dad attacked me on Twitter?
Recently,
Yeah, actually, that's right.
Yeah, actually, peas
in a pod.
Yeah.
Jerk faces.
And then he said he used to like me, and I was
Then you're a jerk now, too.
Jerk face, too. So,
yeah, that guy
happens. That happens. A stadium update involving the law firm of Johnson Jackson
and Wyandotte. Yes.
That we'll get to, and we'll talk to Josh Vernier, a Royals insider, find out what the hell happened on post game last night.
A wild scene.
He was talking about punching people in the face. We'll get to that next.
Touchdown.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.